Welcome to Coffee to Go, where we center ourselves in the seasons, scriptures, and holy days of the Christian tradition. I'm Karen Peter, and I'm here with Blake Smith. We're your guides, and we welcome you on the journey. So this week, we're looking to discover where is Jesus. And this Sunday is the sixth Sunday of Easter. So we're getting to the close of the 50 days of the Easter season. And as we come to the close of that season, Jesus is close to leaving and close to ascending to heaven. And so he's doing like the last important thoughts. Jesus knows he's going to be leaving, and he's trying to get those most important messages into the hearts and minds of his disciples so they will remember them when he is gone. And he also, along with giving these last important thoughts, he also promises something. He promises to send a companion. And in this scripture, they don't use the word companion. This scripture uses the word advocate, which I think is an interesting word in this context. So maybe we can talk about that. So you get last important thoughts from Jesus this week, and also a promise of an advocate to be with the followers of Jesus in his absence. So let's hear this story right from the scriptures, Blake.
All right. So we go to John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. You know, sometimes when I read these passages, I think, Jesus, you could have said just one more thing, one more thing here. So in the part where it says, the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. Now go show the world.
That's the 70 in you.
Yes, it is. So the most important thing, of course, here is that Jesus wants his followers to remember to love one another. It's the commandment, the mandate we talked about on Maundy Thursday episode, the mandate to love one another. Loving Jesus equals loving others. Loving others is equal to loving God. Now, you don't have to be a mathematician to figure out the love of God, but that's an equation that we can hang our hat on, so to speak. Culture says that we do good things for those who love or those whom we love. And the Spirit of truth says we love those we do good things for.
Ooh.
We love those we do good things for. To do good things is to foster a climate where love can take root and grow. There's something about when you spend time with someone. We've talked in past episodes about being at the table with someone who you might not think you would enjoy time with. But when we actually spend time building relationship with others, we might find that there's something great there, something to love. As a matter of fact, we can be pretty sure that there will be that case, even those who may seem hard to love. It's when we get engaged in life with them and do good things that we create that climate of love.
So it does seem that that is the most important thing that Jesus was trying to hammer into the heads in those, you know, last few seconds before he leaves, hammer into the heads of the disciples to love. And I think the way that we can really live in this week is to take that very important last minute message to heart. And sometimes we make following Jesus really complicated with a bunch of rules and a bunch of things to do and not do, maybe more not do than do. You know, all kinds of rules on what you can't do. So maybe this week, let's just live in that one commandment to love one another. And the way that we can experience it and help others experience it is to simply do good things for others this week. Whether you like a person or not, just do good things. I'm thinking for myself, I'm going to write it on a post-it note and put it on the refrigerator to remind myself this week to simply do good things. Those three words.
So the questions, you know, when we think about commandment is just that. It's that mandate that we talk about. And as my mother would have said, there are no ifs, ands, or buts. That is the commandment to love one another. So we might ask ourselves, is that our commandment? Is that the commandment we live by? And if not, what is our commandment? Or what would it be? How do I describe the spirit? We talk about this. You mentioned that this particular passage uses the word advocate. How do I describe the spirit? Is it the spirit of the truth, the advocate, comforter, spirit of wisdom, Sophia? And then what does that say to me about how I sense the divine presence in my life? Because each of those words carries with it different characteristics. I mean, there's some similarity across them, but they carry some different characteristics. And so how we might describe the spirit might tell us something about how we experience the divine. How do I experience or sense the divine presence in my life? In what ways do I express love for others? If love is the commandment, how do I express that? With family, friends, colleagues, neighbors, and probably most importantly, from whom do I withhold love?
Ouch.
Yeah. Tough questions.
We have all week to ponder them, Blake.
Absolutely. So I'm going to give you a blessing, give our listeners a blessing to carry us through and encourage us to ask those tough questions of ourselves. May our hearts be open to the spirit moving around us and between us and within us. May the love of Christ be made real in our love of both friend and enemy, in communities transformed by justice and compassion, and in the healing of all that is broken. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we finished up another episode of Coffee to Go, and we're glad you joined us today. We invite you to join us next time on Coffee to Go as we continue on this journey through the liturgical seasons and the holy days of the Christian tradition.